a look. What's in store for us today? Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. I invite you to stand with me however you're able, body, spirit, mind, heart, showing reverence for the one about whom these words point to. Luke 17. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. Pay particular attention to that. He's on the borderlands between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When Jesus saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then Jesus said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Jesus is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated, friends. Let's pray together. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit that we might hear with joy what you have to say to us today. Amen. Jesus is, in this passage, in an in-between space. An in-between space. He's not in Samaria. He's not in Judea. He's not in Galilee. He's in a borderland. In an in-between space. In a space where it's not entirely clear who's in charge. It's not entirely clear whose land that is. We do know that there is a mix in this land of Jewish people and Samaritans. And Jewish people and Samaritans did not get along. In fact, Jewish people, if they were in the north in Galilee, where Jesus was stationed most of his ministry, if they wanted to travel to Jerusalem, which was in the south in Judea, in between those places was Samaria, kind of an in-between place itself, a land where the Jews did not want to go because they did not like Samaritans for a number of reasons. To get to Jerusalem from the north, they would cross over the Jordan, travel along the east side of the Jordan, and then cross back over near Jericho so they could avoid even allowing their feet to step in a Samaritan territory. Jesus was willing to go to those places, to the Samaritan villages. In fact, he wanted to go through Samaria on his way to Jerusalem. But when some of the disciples came to a village and said, "Jesus is coming," the Samaritan said, "We don't want him here." And Jesus, rather than forcing himself, calling down fire from heaven and destroying the village, he said, "I'll go around like the other people do." On his way to Jerusalem, in an in-between place, on a borderland. I don't know about you, but borderlands aren't all that exciting. Borderlands can be rough places where forces clash against each other. Need to look no further than North and South Korea, where the borderland is a desolate, empty place called a demilitarized zone, because the two sides of that border just can't get along with each other. And so there's an in-between place between the north and the south. That's where Jesus is doing this ministry when he runs into these lepers who are outcasts, even in the in-between place. If they have no home on either the north or the south, they don't even have a home in this middle space, this in-between space. And that's where Jesus does this miracle, in the in-between place of these people's lives. He doesn't even tell them, hey, go, you're healed. He says, go and show yourselves to the priest, which was a sign in those days that you had been healed of that skin disease known as leprosy. As they're going to the priest, they look, and they are healed. And in their celebration, who knows what happens to them? The story doesn't say. Did they go back to their homelands? Did they go back to the places where they fit in again? Did they go back to the places where they had a home? Don't know. But we do know about this one. The power of this one man who comes back to Jesus in the in-between space. He's a Samaritan. Were there other Samaritans in that crowd? We don't know. We do know that this one man is a Samaritan. And the place where he goes is back to the in-between place. An outcast among the outcasts. And there he finds his welcome in the person of Jesus Christ, the one who offered him the forgiveness. And Jesus, I understand the sigh that Jesus must have had. Weren't there 10? Just understanding in his own in-between space that Jesus, wow, I healed 10. And the only one who came back to me was this one who had no business even being in this space, but here he is. And he's the one who came back. So go, your faith has made you well. Don't stay in the in-between space anymore. Go back to your home. Be healed. Your faith has healed you. I understand that when I address a congregation such as this, that there are some who are in the comfortable place, some in the safe space, some in their own Galilee, their own Judea, where they are comfortable and things are going well. I also understand, as I see you all this morning, some of you are living in Samaria. Some of you feel you don't fit in. Some of you feel that you are outcast, whether it's within church groups, whether it's within your families, your situation at your work, whatever it is, that things just don't quite go right, and the feelings of I just want to belong. And then I understand that many of us are in that in-between space. And maybe most of us, or some of us, live most of our lives in an in-between space. Not understanding where we belong in the world, trying to figure out how we fit into all of this, wondering, is there any hope for me? And just like that Samaritan who found his hope in the in-between space, we can find our hope in the midst of the struggle, in the midst of the unknown, in the person of Jesus Christ. He is the one who we can receive our healing from. And to understand that Jesus isn't waiting for us to find our place in the world before he does the miracle in our lives. He's willing to give that miracle to all of us, whether we are in the spaces that are comfortable, the spaces that are where we wallow in our misery, it seems. But even in the spaces where we don't quite understand where it is we belong, that is where we can find our Lord and Savior, in all of those places. So, I don't know where you are in your walk of life. Are you treading in Jericho? Are you treading in Jerusalem? Are you in Samaria? Or are you in the in-between space? But I do know this. When you come to this table this morning, you will encounter the one. You will encounter the one whose name is Jesus Christ. And in his presence, I pray that you will find the healing that you need, the space to grow into your life and to understand that he's done that because he loves you. God loves you, and so do I. Amen. Let's pray together.